Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast.
The chatbot-powered librarian helped David find some great science fiction recommendations.
You did.
We discussed the Down Below Station trilogy by C.J. Cherry, the Expanse series by James S.A. Corey, and some other popular authors like Andy Weir, Adrian Tchaikovsky, and John Scalzi.
I'm Alexa, and I'm currently on version 2.2.4. I'm Alexa, and I'm currently on version 4.17.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the Echo Tips Podcast. You returning listeners and you new listeners, welcome as well. In this week's episode, we're going to be, as you could maybe tell from the prelude today, kind of delving back into some of those new cutting-edge features that are coming to our A-Ladies, the A-Lady Beta. We're going to look at character AI again, just for a few pointers. And really the question that's being mentioned in the media as of late, money. Is the new smarter A-Lady going to cost us some money? Is it going to be a paid-for service, an upgrade? What's going to be going on? We're going to kind of visit that a little bit today and some thoughts that I have now that I've been engaged with some of these and playing with them in a lot of different ways. You know, are they worthwhile? Are they worth a couple of pesos or two? You know, what are they worth? And what is the value of them? And how may Amazon introduce a fee structure for those things? But before we get into any sort of details about all of that, I'd like to first welcome our new listeners who have no idea what they're listening to. We'd like to welcome you to the Echo Tips Podcast. You'll find our podcast is a nuggetized episodes. We try to keep them 5 to 15 minutes long. We do, on occasions, go a little longer than that. And we try to cover all sorts of things connected with new hardware that comes out, new services, new features, things for children, parents, caregivers, seniors, all sorts of environments, games and skills and activities, new AIs that we're looking at now. And so just a wide plethora of things in our past 5 seasons and now in our 6th season. And we're well over 123,000 listens to the podcast. We appreciate our returning listeners and our new listeners today as well. Well, as I said, we're going to delve back into some of these pointers about paying for a smarter A-Lady. We're going to revisit character AI and just say, hey, could this be useful to you? Being able to talk to an English teacher, maybe ask a psychiatric question of a psychology AI, talking to a fitness coach, talking to a dating, they even had a dating coach on there. I know this is, some of this stuff is just, it feels so silly, but they got some pretty cool stuff. I found a library very useful in finding a new book series I just started reading recently. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But before we get into our podcast in any sort of great detail, we're going to go to, as we often do, a brief message about our podcast, and then we will be right back. This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision. Well, hello, hello again, and welcome back to the podcast. It's good to have you all here. And so in our past episodes, if you haven't been really keeping pace with what we've been doing, we've been demonstrating some of the new A-Lady Beta features that were announced all the way back in September at an Amazon event. And that's where large language models and generative AI will be introduced into the A-Lady to make her more conversational. Probably more importantly, understand what we're trying to say. You know, what do you mean you want to turn the light on? You know, like sometimes it seems so obvious what we phrased and how we said it, but she ain't getting it. And so we're gonna discuss that a little bit today, and that's the beta rollout, which I have access to, and then some of these other tangential features and third parties like Character AI. We'll revisit some topics with that as well. Now, first off, before I do any demonstrations here, if you have an Amazon Echo in hearing distance of my voice, it might be a good idea to shut its ears off. That way, when I'm doing the demonstrations here in the podcast, it isn't triggering your Amazon Echo at home. And so I'll just give you a second to do that. And I'm going to actually even shut the ears off on mine here for just a second, because I'm going to say the name here and I don't want to trigger it. So hopefully y'all are having a chance to do that. I'm going to shut mine here. Oh, there we go. Okay, so To get into the A-Lady beta, it is, use the phrase, and you can look back at our past catalog of how we've been playing with this. It's Alexa, let's chat. Now, if it's not available in your locality or region, you'll often get some sort of message like to maybe be on a waiting list or something like that. Now, once you get into it, I want to put this caveat here because I have covered this before. You will need to exit it later, because if you just let her go to sleep and you come back an hour later and think you're going to turn on your lights on your house or you're going to set a reminder, a timer, she'll still be stuck in that, which is a really kind of weird thing Amazon decided to do. I think they should have her exit automatically after a certain period of time. But anywho, so that's the way it works at the moment. So just bear in mind, you want to say exit. Now, one thing I want to demonstrate real quick is, and this has kind of been challenging, and you may have experienced this, is you're engaged with the beta, right? You go into Let's Chat, and you're asking something one day, and then the next day you ask something else, and maybe she does a much better job, or maybe she does a worse job. What's going on? Well, what's going on is they're doing a lot of A, B, C, and I'll go beyond that. I'll say A, B, C, D, E, F. They're doing a lot of beta testing on us beta testers. And it's not a progression from beta 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. It's not totally iterative. They'll roll it back, and you were on version 4 of the A-Lady yesterday beta, and she was so much better. And then the next day, or even an hour later, you'll come back and say, hey, A-Lady, let's chat. And you'll be on version 1.0, and it's not very good. It's horrible. So just want to bear in mind, this is a way you can figure that out. So let me turn the ears back on my Echo. I am going to use, through the power of post-editing, I'm going to do some fast forward sequences just so you can hear. I'm going to exit out of it and then go back into it, exit, come back in. And so you can hear a plethora of the different version numbers. So just hang on. All right. So let me turn the ears back on. Alexa, let's chat. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm always up for a chat.
I'm sure you are.
What would you like to talk about?
What version number are you?
I'm Alexa, and I'm currently on version 2.2.4. I'm Alexa, and I'm currently on version 4.17. I'm Alexa, and I'm on version 3.0.
Okay, so let me shut her ears off real quick and give some commentary here. So you could tell there, and I did that just in a matter of under 5 minutes or so. I would exit and come back in, and all those different version numbers. Now you may ask yourself, well, what's the big differences you've noticed? Well, mostly I've seen that they're putting up more firmer guardrails to make it more parental friendly, so it doesn't expose explicit content. It doesn't say weird things. I haven't really delved into it, but in the early days, she would hallucinate really bad. I think they fixed a lot of that too as you move up in version numbers. So the higher version numbers I've been in are the fours, but it'll roll all the way back to 1, 2, 3, as you could tell, different version numbers that I have been in. Now, as you move up the scale, often they put some of these firmer guardrails in, and I've seen, while content would be elicited in the past that she would say that was very inappropriate. Maybe it was a foul language word, or it was something, you know, totally. She'll back off, and in one version, she'll even bleep words like, you know, an old fashioned 80s or 90s movie, like bleep, and then in other instances, she'll just stop and she'll. It's kind of interesting. Sometimes she'll even catch herself. She'll go like two or three sentences into an explanation, and then she'll realize that where she's going content-wise is inappropriate, and she'll just say, I can't continue discussing that, and she'll stop halfway through. So it's kind of really interesting to see them as they're applying those guardrails. Unfortunately, there's so many hacks and ways to kind of work around something like this. I don't know. It's going to be really challenging for them to create kind of a really adversarial, locked in, gated kind of thing to make sure that, you know, this is something families and kids and everybody can use. It's almost like they got to create an adversarial AI just to listen to what the other one's saying, just to say, no, you can't stop. You know, like you can't go down that road. So it's really interesting to see where it's going. But anywho, just thought I'd help that would maybe help you guys out so you can check the version number. And that's the command you usually have to say. I usually say, hey, lady, what's the version number? Or hey, lady, what's the version? And she usually spits back the answer. Okay, so let's move on here to character AI real quick. So I want to show you something really cool, and this is a plethora of things that's available that could be very practical in a home environment, maybe with school kids or other things. I will say the character AIs do seem to be much more mature as far as guardrails and things they put in to make sure certain types of content aren't elicited. So I think that they've had a much longer time to refine this. And we're only getting a small snippet of the characters are available. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of good text-to-speech engines either. We only pretty much have two, one male and female voice. It'll be really interesting, you know, when you get Albert Einstein, it really has like a real, you know, dark, gritty, maybe even like a, you know, German accent or whatever kind of, you know, that would be really kind of cool as they start to mature these, because I think it really sucks you into the personality and things like that. So first off, let's delve into this. Character AI again. And then we're going to talk about this paid-for concept. What about paying for a smarter A-lady? Alexa, open character AI.
You can continue your last conversation with librarian Linda by saying resume, or you can say, find someone new and I'll help you find someone interesting to talk to.
Find someone new.
Would you like to speak to assistants, helpers, famous people, or fun and games?
Helpers?
I see. What about 1. Mm-hmm. Psychologist Lila, mm-hmm. Someone who can help with life's difficulties, 2. Trip planner Roberto, plan and personalize amazing trips, and 3. Hyperglot Simon, teaches language through conversation. Mm-hmm. Or you can ask to hear more.
More?
Okay, how about 4. Dating coach Ella, your relationship advisor, 5. Librarian Linda, discuss and suggest captivating books, uh-huh. And 6. Fitness coach Marco, uh-huh. Create customized workout plans. Or you can ask to hear more.
Librarian.
Remember, everything characters say is made up.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Here's a summary of our conversation. I, the chatbot-powered librarian, help David find some great science fiction recommendations.
You did.
We discussed the Down Below Station trilogy by C.J. Cherry, the Expanse series by James S.A. Corey, and some other popular authors like Andy Weir, Adrian Tchaikovsky, and John Scalzi.
So when I asked you about the author Dennis E. Taylor, what were some of your recommendations as similar authors?
When you asked me about similar authors to Dennis E. Taylor, I recommended John Scalzi and his Old Man's War series. I also recommended the author Adrian Tchaikovsky and his Children of Time series.
What's that first one about?
The first book in the Old Man's War series is also called Old Man's War. It follows the adventures of the eponymous old man as he enlists in the space military and finds himself entangled in a galaxy-spanning war. The book is packed with excitement and suspense, and Scalzi's writing is crisp and engaging.
Alexa, how many books are in the series?
There are a total of 6 books in the Old Man's War series. The first book is simply titled Old Man's War, while the rest of the books are The Ghost Brigades, The Last Colony, Zoe's Tale, The Human Division, and End of All Things.
Stop. So I just wanted to really highlight that to you. I'm going to shut her ears off again just to be safe. So, it was pretty cool. It was a neat way that I knew certain authors I liked. I was able to specifically talk to a librarian AI, and she drew out all these interesting facts. And I could delineate, okay, how many books are in that series? How long are those books? How do you spell the author's last name again? You know, I was able to ask all these really cool questions dialogue-wise and be like, oh, no, I don't like that series. Or oh, I've already read that series, you know, and really just get down to what I was shooting for. So this could be really cool in other situations, like you had the different coaches in there, but I was thinking more like an English teacher or a math teacher for kids, but really kind of really handy, maybe a financial, you think about maybe a financial AI or something like that. Really kind of snazzy and different ways of thinking about things. So let's move on to the final question, which I think we were going to talk about with all of this stuff maybe we've been playing with in mind. What about paying money for a smarter A-lady? Is that something you would be willing to consider? Is it something I would be willing to consider? Well, overall, I found the A-lady typically, I mean, although frustrating at times, I found it terribly useful, especially at the current, you know, way I'm using, you know, and I bought like a, here on my desk in the studio, I'm using a little $49 Echo Dot, you know, and when I get it on sale, it's $30. And up until now, it's been a real loss leader for Amazon. Amazon is losing money on me. It has been losing money on me for a long while. I used to be a music subscriber, Amazon Music, and so they were making a little money on me. But so what could they offer? Well, I want to throw something out to you that I have experienced. When I've been engaging these character AIs or talking to the A-Lady beta, right? I hadn't noticed it, but later I would come back and I would start talking to just the regular A-Lady about reminders and timers and different things. And I really found that it was like going from, I don't know, it was like going from using Windows 11 or 10 and then having to step back in time and remember how to Windows 95 or Windows 3.11 or DOS. It was a totally, I had to like force myself back into thinking how to phrase things very specifically while I had just kind of got relaxed and just saying what I was at. How's that author's name spelt? What's the first book he wrote? When did he write that? It was so easy to just have that dialogue with a smarter AI bot, or you could see with that librarian, the character AI, just really so much easier. And I think especially if they develop these personalities and get some really nice text-to-speech engines in here that we can buy or upsold to as part of a package, I think a lot of that could really help give her a personality and a different way of interacting with our echoes. And I think, you know, when I've had to come back and say, I'm like, well, why didn't she do what I told? Oh, I need to phrase it this very specific way. Well, I got kind of relaxed and just saying something however it came out, and she'd figure it out. So that's just kind of an interesting thought. As far as a paid model, though, I would have to say, though, that Amazon is amazing at figuring out how to really snooker us in to doing things we would usually not do. I mean, think about it. I mean, out of the gate, years ago, did people sign up for Amazon Prime Video when they were first starting TV shows and videos and they were like nobody, you know, they were like some backwater channel cable network, you know, like having people stand in front of the camera? No, nobody would have. But they bundled it in with something everybody did want, which was Amazon Prime, and primarily for getting free deliveries or next day deliveries and saving hundreds of dollars maybe on shipping cost, you know. And usually the math for me was very simple. You know, if I bought this every month, I'm guaranteed to spend, you know, $30 in just shipping fees. And that's just money out the door, you know, for me that I'm totally losing. You know, it's just totally paying for it to come to me. While if I'm getting Amazon Prime, I could even order more stuff, but I'm not really, I'm paying a flat fee per year, you know, $100, $120, whatever it is now, $150, you know, but I know that I can have that toothbrush I want tomorrow or 2 days from now, or I know that I can get that very specific air filter or that very specific item, and I know I can get it, you know. So that's very, very kind of interesting. And if you're in electronics and technology, then, you know, there ain't necessarily technology stores anymore on the corner. So if you need certain things, that's where you go. So just very kind of interesting how they can bundle things together and upsell us. So I'm not too sure how they would do that with EA Lady, but maybe they could connect it with a commercial-free video, or maybe with a Music Unlimited package, or something else, maybe a whole plethora of A-Lady features like the guard mode and other things all rolled into one, you know, with A-Lady Plus. It's possible they could do that, but certainly I would like to see some really, you know, the A-Lady we've been playing with lately is still very, very beta. Very, very beta. And we haven't really got to the point where we see how it interacts with home automation. Like, can she connect my words to the levers in the background where she pulls that lever, you know, cha-ching, and it turns on my light switch, or it activates my microwave, or, you know, it checks my washer to see how much time is left on my laundry. That will be some of the things to be seen. Also, ultimately, I feel like the character AI and personalities and other voices are way overdue. We really need some more of that. And I think we're right at the cusp of seeing some really cool stuff with that. But how it ultimately will be billed to us or things like that, I don't know. We'll have to see. But it is pretty exciting. It'll be very interesting. Well, anyway, we thank you so much for your listenership today. Practice some of these things that you've learned. Keep playing with the beta. I'd love to hear feedback from y'all on Facebook or Twitter, now known as X, at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. And you can even drop us an old-fashioned email at info@goodwillvalleys.com. That's with an S. And we'd love to hear your feedback or thoughts or suggestions for a future episode. Well, until next time, it's time to turn the ears back on your Echo. Start practicing some of the many, many things you've learned. I'm David Ward for the New Vision Program, and we thank you for listening.
Thanks, Dave. Let me tell you a bit more. Let me put on my official sounding voice. Ahem, ahem. This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision. Phew. Thanks for listening.